The planning committee meeting for October 2nd, 9 a.m. The next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from September 5th meeting. Do I have, Councilwoman Corley is running a little bit late, so we hope that she'll be able to make it, but she asked us to start without her. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from September 5th?
Move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is public comment. If you are here for public comment, please come to the podium. You have 2.5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record.
Good morning. George Freeman, 1450 Bowman Road, president of the Community Action Group for Encouragement, known as CAGE. I see on your agenda you have a discussion for the Liberty Hill Farm Development Agreement. That project has been going on for quite some time, and since I see you're discussing it, having a discussion about it, I'd like to add to your discussion, because when this project was originally presented, there was supposed to be a farm as part of this project, and we haven't seen any farm being developed in this project. So I was wondering if that was taken out of the development agreement, because I haven't been following it, but we were involved with it at the beginning, and it was our understanding that there would be a farm as part of this project. That's why it's called Liberty Hill Farm. And we're concerned about it, because that was one of the things that why everybody was in favor of this project, because it was going to be that community farm in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Darby with Mount Pleasant Waterworks, 1619 Rifle Range Road. On one of the line items today is for a property on the corner of Old Course and Highway 17 for rezoning. And just here to answer any questions if you need it. I brought my office to my engineer, Tammy Huggins. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comment? All right, public comment is closed. Moving on to item 4, continued discussion on Liberty Hill Farms developments, request to extend.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. So this is back before you. It went from committee to council, and then council sent it back at their last meeting for further discussion. As you'll recall, they're wanting to extend their development agreement. It's set to expire the 19th of this month. And as part of the extension of that development agreement, there was discussion about them, the developer, providing additional improvements. And staff met, and we talked about the possibility of the proposed Hamlin Trail, which is part of Mount Pleasant Way. The developers had offered a contribution of $25,000. At the last meeting, the question came up about the total project cost of that Hamlin Trail. And you did receive a memo that provided those firm numbers. But I wanted to kind of circle back now that you have those numbers in front of you and the contribution amount. And I think there should be some discussion regarding that and then moving this forward.
All right. Do we have any questions from the committee?
Well, I want you to go into what was provided in terms of the number of units and answer the question about the farming that Mr. Freeman raised, because I had the same question.
Okay.
First of all, how many units have been built and how many remain to be built?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I think the majority of the units have been built. There's, let's see, let me pull that up. So as of, I think there's about 170 units left to be built, something around there. So as of June 1st of this year, there's been 169 permits issued. They originally requested to a five-year extension. At final reading, they would like to lower that to 3 years. So what they would like to do is, for the first year do an additional 100 units. And then the second year they would do 28. And then the third year they would do 25. So the total would be 322. But to date they've done 169 units.
So that would be 153 units over 3 years. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not 170.
No. Well, they've done almost 170 now, 169. So right. By the time they're...
170 left is what you said.
Oh, I apologize.
170 versus 153 is...
Okay, yeah.
Different.
Well, 169 to date, and by the time they're complete, there would be a total of 322.
And then... In public comment, it was raised that there was something about a community farm as an amenity for the community. Is that what was the status of that?
You know what? This is all zoned cultural landscape, which the original development did include, I think, a community garden, much like we have some other PDs that have had a community garden. I thought they had a community garden. I wasn't aware that they didn't have it. I don't know if the developer's here. Yeah. So they may be able to speak more to that, but it was supposed to have some type of community garden.
Would you be willing to come forward and answer some questions? Thank you so much.
Good morning. I'm Stephen Baker with Kayob Damien as the Land Development Director.
Mm-hmm. Yes, could you tell us about the question about the community farm or community garden or what the status of that is?
Sure. We have the community open space that is currently being used, they've got the plants and the trees that produce a type of fruit, mm-hmm. right? In the amenity center, we have the space set aside for a community garden, community farming, that set aside, which is going to be open up in the spring. So by the time we have the amenity center with the pool and the clubhouse and everything else, that area will be totally be able to be used for a community farm or garden. We have community space that is open right now. If the residents choose to be able to do that, it's set aside for that now for the existing residents, should they want to be able to do that.
All right, thank you so much. Do you have any other questions?
How much space is it?
I can get you a total number. It's kind of spaced throughout the community. So that, if you live on one side of the community, you don't have to walk to the other side to be able to do that. It's kind of spaced out throughout the total community.
Mr. Chapman.
And several large areas to be able to do those type of things.
Mr. Chapman, do you have any questions?
Well, the biggest question I have is, I happen to have been on the Planning Commission when this came through, and there was a big deal made about this farm.
Sure.
And I understand why you're looking at segregating it into various sections of the community, but that isn't what we were told. It was going to be a good sized farm available for the community to be able to be a part of and not just individually.
Which is part of the amenity area that's being developed now. We wanted to set aside the smaller plots so that they could continue, they can start that now if they wanted to, until the larger piece, the amenity, comes online.
How many acres is that?
I don't have it right in front of me. I'm not sure, but it's
five.
I would say it's probably less than five.
It's not a real big farm.
Well, it's not meant for people to have their equipment, because they don't have the equipment in the neighborhood, but it's big enough for them to be able to raise a farm or, a community garden, whether it be agriculture, if they want to do flowers or, vegetables, whatever they choose to be able to do.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Has there been any further progress with the town? Because one of the things that we talked about was the adequacy of the offer of $25,000. Has there been any further discussion on raising that number?
We're certainly open to it based off what we were provided with, the extension of the walkway. We felt like $25,000 was very adequate to the project, but we are open to increasing if that's what we need to do for sure.
All right, thank you so much. Any further questions from the committee?
No. All
right. Thank
okay.
you so
thank
much.
You.
Any further questions for Michelle?
No.
I do.
You can ask
okay,
her,
Mr.
Maybe.
Chapman.
And this is for our attorneys. morning, Mr. Pagliarini. As you know, we currently have a moratorium on, or not a moratorium, have a reduction in number of units based on number of permits each year that are available. And this project came before the town before that. My question is, in the negotiations to allow for an extension of the development schedule, do we have any leeway on the number of units that have not been built in the time frame that was originally allotted?
Thank you, Mr. Chapman, and good morning, members of the committee. As I mentioned in the council meeting, this is essentially a contractual agreement between the town and the developer. All elements are subject to discussion and consideration when extending. I also point out, and I don't think you asked this question, but the caveat is, as far as the financial, I do have some solely related to the financial portion. I would have legal advice related to that. I know you didn't ask that question, but should the committee get there, that would be legal. But yes, sir, you do have that ability.
And so in terms of the financial, you probably have to do that in executive session. Is that what you
think? Would be my recommendation. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So I think it would make sense for there to be an executive session at next Tuesday's council meeting regarding this item, if that's possible, so or have that added to executive session so that we could receive legal advice. Was that, Mr. Chapman, is that something that you would be?
Well, that and the question about the number of units, because I'm having some thoughts on the remaining number of units versus our permit process, as well as the issues that our residents have on the number of units that are being built in our town. So I would like that on the agenda for the council meeting coming up next Tuesday to discuss the number of units still available or not available, and the dollar amount.
And yeah, we can do that. I can answer the unit question right now. The building permit allocation system, which is set to expire in January, it does allocate single family. We've never hit that max. What we have maxed out on is the ADUs and the multifamily. We never reached the point of exceeding the single family. What the ordinance does state, however, is that per developer, they can only pull up to 25 units per year. So that is the limit. So once the allocation went away, these are just single family building permits that they would be able to pull regardless. But that's how the allocation system works now for single family. There's plenty out there, and they roll over when we don't use them all. The limit is on per development or per developer, and that's just 25 per year. So,
okay, it's almost.
Do you have any further questions besides?
I have a question. As far as the neighborhood as a whole, what density does this match as far as our zoning closest? Is it like community conservation or R4 or R1?
Yeah, no, it's very low density. It's a cultural landscape. So it's designated to kind of more cluster the development. And so there's a huge amount of open space, green space, trails. But the overall density is very low. It's probably 2 to 3 units an acre.
Okay.
But it is all single family.
So that there's more open space.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I see.
So we'll plan on having an executive session at town council then?
Yes. Okay. So based on Mr. Pagliarini's recommendation of what he wants to discuss with us, I think that would be a useful thing.
Okay.
The the memo that you were referring to about the Hamlin Trail, was that the one from Brad Morrison?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And he's here if you have questions. I do know.
Okay. So the... I was looking at the numbers.
Yeah, the total cost, so the design cost, $35,000. And then the cost for materials and construction, a little over $444,000. We did receive a grant from the RTP for $100,000. And then the remainder is to be covered by the Von Edtke CIP funds.
And if we were to have more funds coming from the Liberty Hill development, could the CIP funds be used for the next segment of the Edtke Parkway CIP?
Yes, ma'am.
Another portion of Mount Pleasant Way? Okay. Okay. I mean, I guess the thought that I have is that, I mean, conceivably, the town council could sort of vote this down, and then the Liberty Hill development would be over, right? Like, they would not be able to build anything. Is that correct?
No, they can build. They're just pulling single-family building permits. So if the allocation system stays in place until January, they can pull 25 building permits per until that time under our current allocation. If that building permit allocation goes away, they can pull all their permits.
So then what is this thing that's expiring, this plan, this agreement that's expiring?
Well, I think they just want to extend it. You'd have to ask them. I suspect they want to extend it because of the uncertainty of whether the allocation system will be extended. If it is extended beyond January of 24, there's a provision in that ordinance that states one particular development or developer cannot pull more than 25 permits a year.
So it would take 6 years for them to build out there. The rest of their...
If they were held to that and their development agreement was not extended. Yeah.
I see.
Okay. That's why I was kind of counting on my fingers. They wanted, to begin with, they wanted a 5-year extension, which pretty much would match our permit allocation anyway. But then they've shortened it to 3. So that changes things a little bit. They get more done in a little shorter time.
All right. Any further questions, Ms. Chapman?
No, ma'am.
I don't think we have any action that we want to take at this point in time on this matter. It'll go up to full council for this further discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Moving on from item number 5-4, moving on to item number 5A.
All right. This is a proposal to rezone two properties owned by Mount Pleasant Waterworks from AB, area-wide business, to public institutional 2. The Planning Commission did recommend approval. These are the parcels in question. They are off of Highway 17 and Old Course Lane, which is the entrance to Charleston National, one of the entrances. So just a little bit of context, MPW does own the adjacent parcel in blue, which is already zoned Public Institutional 2. It's at that location where they have their RO4 treatment plant. And I'll get into that just a little bit more in a minute. Here's the comp plan future land use map. And so I'm going to go over real quick their conceptual plan that they proposed. Again, this is a rezoning, so there are no conditions, but they did provide a conceptual plan, and I want to talk through the development standards that will be required real quick. So just for the context, this is the existing PI2 parcel, the one in blue. It houses a plant, a storage tank, prefab building, and a generator. It is off Highway 17 and Old Course Lane right across the street. Here's the proposed plan, and I'll get into this a little bit further, but you can see where it is in context to that existing plant. And what they are proposing is a well and a small well building, which would be about 640 square feet. And here's what we would require as far as our development standards. So along Highway 17, you would have the natural undisturbed roadside buffer. This would not be seen from Highway 17. Along Old Course Lane, there's a 10-foot required buffer. They're actually providing, I think, a 12.5-foot buffer. And then adjacent to Charleston National Residence, we would actually only require a 25-foot buffer. However, Dominion does have a 75-foot easement. We don't allow buffers and easements because they can clear them. So you would have the 75-foot easement and the 25-foot buffer. Charleston National also has their own buffer. If we go back, if you can see that green space behind the property we're talking about, Charleston National has their own, I think it's about 60 feet, 65 feet, natural buffer there. And so you have about 175 feet of a buffer before you reach any of the Charleston National residences. So that's what's proposed, the 640-square-foot well building with the well. And the purpose of this is to provide support for that adjacent RO4 treatment plant. Again, we have our buffers. We have the natural roadside buffer. The proposed access is off Old Course Lane, so there would not be any proposed access off of Highway 17. That would further protect that buffer. And just to give you a little bit of information, when projects are zoned PI or PI2, town council decides the zoning, but these do not go to design review board. Public institutional projects never go to design review board. So this is all going to be staff level. So that's why we want to nail down what those buffers are going to be. And it's went to the Planning Commission. They've recommended approval. You all will make your recommendation. The rezoning will get the two readings by council. And then everything else will be done through DRT staff level. So staff will make sure all the technical requirements are met, all the buffers are in place, and then they will move forward with their permitting. And that's all I have. I'm happy to answer questions. And again, I know MPW is here if you have questions for them.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the committee?
Madam Chairman, I have one question. And I know at one time there was a thought that there was going to be a service station. I presume that was at the main entrance as opposed to this
right.
sub-entrance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was further down. And I think they were trying to go for the Board of Zoning Appeals, I think is what they did, because it wasn't a permitted use. And but that didn't go anywhere.
That's all.
That's correct.
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion for approval, and then I have a comment.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second for discussion.
Yeah. Mr. Chapman?
This came before the Water Supply Committee last month, and I think they're doing a good job with the buffering, and it's needed to further help with the buffering. So that's why I move for approval.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I appreciate the extra buffering because this has the potential to be a very ugly entrance to a neighborhood to have industrial on both sides. You've got a tank and then something else. So I think it's really important that we don't see at all what they're doing.
Yeah.
What would happen in the future if they decided to sell this and it's zoned this way? I mean, I'm sure they probably wouldn't want to because they want access to the water and the well. But
yeah,
the buffer would
stay the same.
It would stay the same. I mean,
yeah.
I know they're volunteering to do extra, but if a new, new property owner would be cutting it back to our city requirement?
Well, the 100-foot buffer along 17 is required.
Mm-hmm.
The rear buffer is almost required because that easement pushes it further, so that would stay. The only area where they're really, I think, offering more is off Old Course Lane, and that's only a couple of feet. If you drive out that way right now off Highway 17, you can see that existing tank. But when you turn down Old Course Lane, you can't really see anything. This one, you're really not going to see off 17 or Old Course Lane. It's going to be better buffered than the existing tank. But any future PI2 use would be similar, and they would have the same requirements.
So currently, we can see the tank from 17?
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
And so it's not required to have that buffer?
Well, it does have a buffer. You can partially see it where the entrance is, but there's an entrance off of Highway 17 for the tank. There's not proposed in that. Presumably, there's not going to be any entrance off Highway 17 for this. So that'll protect the integrity of that buffer.
Right.
Currently, there's an entrance for the tank off of 17 and Old Course Lane, and that's really where you kind of see that the tank.
It's really the service road.
Yeah.
Where you
it is.
Can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. All right. Any further comments? All right. Let's vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries unanimously. All right, and I believe there's nothing further to come before this committee, so we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.